A rational look at Mother Earth. This is part two and a follow-up on the missing day. There is a picture there of Albert Einstein writing on the blackboard, question everything. Some time ago, I met with an old friend. We enjoy each other's company and usually have a good laugh. During our conversation, he said something that took me by surprise. He says, "Johan, do you know that the Earth is flat?" I looked at him and I didn't say much. I felt kind of sorry for him as I thought that with his age he's now got Alzheimer's or dementia and he's finally lost it. "Johan, look at the UN flag. It's a flag with a flat earth map." I was saved by the bell as his wife called us to the dinner table. After dinner we said our goodbyes. This was probably going to be the end of our friendship. I don't know much, but one thing I knew and was 100% for sure that the Earth was round and not flat, and I was not going to waste my time discussing that nonsense. Over the next few weeks, I got busy, but I kept being reminded of what Einstein said. It is what we think we know that keeps us from learning. So after about a month, I challenged my quote-unquote open mind and started researching. Never the thought crossed my mind that the Earth could possibly be flat. This was a ridiculous, religious controversy and a nonsense from the Dark Ages. I knew that Copernicus did away with the flat earth in the 1500s. However, I learned that he had no proof for a spinning globe and the heliocentric hypothesis. Although he hesitated to publish his ideas, he did so upon persuasion of his student Rheticus. A science definition. Science is to discover facts, to formulate laws and principles based on these facts that can be verified or tested by further investigation. Now, if Copernicus doubted the scientific rationality of his spinning globe idea, then let's investigate further. We are taught that the Earth spins with the speed of 1,000 miles per hour at the equator, yet sound only travels 767 miles per hour. The oceans at the equator should be at a higher level, as the centrifugal force would cause the waters there to swell outward no matter how strong the gravity. Well, math cannot lie and it's factual. I always enjoyed math and geometry in school, so let's figure it out. If the globe has a radius of 3963 miles, which people say it is, then according to the Pythagoras formula, a to the square plus b to the square equals c to the square, then we can calculate the curve to be almost 8 inches per mile. If you download the hard copy, you can see exactly the calculations. For instance, on a clear day, we can see a building 20 miles away with good binoculars. Is that possible due to the Earth's curvature? And then we get the calculations. This means that from 20 miles or 33 kilometers, I should not see buildings shorter than 266 feet or 81 meters tall with good binoculars. And that I know is not true. Due to my work, I travel between Calcutta and Delhi. I prefer a window seat as from there I can see the amazing Himalaya mountain range. For miles and miles, it is one straight line of beautiful snow-capped mountains, but no curvature. I took this photo during a boat trip on the North Sea. The railing of the boat was a perfect straight, and you can see the horizon of the sea is also a perfect straight. Engineers of railways and canals do not include the curve of the Earth. This absurd allowance is permitted only in school books, says engineer W. Winkler in his book, The Earth Review. The Suez Canal is 120 miles long with no locks, but flat, and so are the canal banks. The center is 60 miles either way. If the Earth were round, then the center should flow through a canyon or a gorge of 2398 feet or 730 meters deep. I visited Lake Baikal in Siberia, over 400 miles long, with a beautiful, totally flat surface. The salt flat in Bolivia is 4,000 square miles and it is a mirror. There is a straight 180-mile railway line between London and Liverpool. With the curvature, the rail would form an arc with the center at Birmingham which should be 5,400 feet above London and Liverpool, while it is 240 feet above sea level. Then there's this photo by Nowicki, which is the Chicago skyline taken from across Lake Michigan. 59 miles away. This is not possible with the curvature, as the skyline should be 2320 feet or 707 meters below the horizon. At the seaside where I grew up, boats disappeared over the horizon. And then I learned that a good camera could bring these boats back into focus. Submarines and airplanes should adjust at depth and altitude due to the curvature, but they don't. If we believe God's word to be the absolute truth, then we might have a dilemma what to believe. He has fixed the earth firm, immovable, it says in 1 Chronicles 16:30. And Psalm 104 verse 5 said, "You fix the earth on its foundation so that it can never be shaken." Then Zechariah 1:11 says, "All the earth sits still and is at rest." Then we have a slow motion picture and see where the stars are rotating like a giant wheel or planetarium around Polaris, the North Star, which stands stable above the North Pole. This indicates that the Earth is the center of the universe, and the Sun, Moon, and stars rotate around the Earth. And for this reason, the Earth did not crash when Hezekiah's sundial went back 10 degrees in 2 Kings 20 verses 9 and 11, as explained in The Missing Day. South Pole and World Explorers. There are interesting findings concerning the South Pole not being the continent that we think it is. I quote, "Yes, we can circumnavigate the South Pole easily enough," is often said by those who don't know. The British ship, the Challenger, completed the circuit of the southern region, was 3 years about it, and traversed nearly 69,000 miles. This is by W. Carpenter in his book, 100 Proofs That the Earth is Not a Globe. Then we have the longitudes, or the meridians, below the equator, are off in proportion, causing many a shipwreck, because we assume the world to be a round globe. But as you see, from the UN flag, the longitudes are like spokes of a wheel going further and further apart. The North Pole being the hub and the South Pole the rim, which is the ice wall at around 78 degrees southern latitude. Among others, Captain J. Ross, in his voyages around the Antarctic, stated that they found themselves an average of 12 to 16 miles outside their reckoning daily. Later, further south, as much as 29 miles. Then we have Captain Cook, who sailed a total of 60,000 miles along the Antarctic coastline, never once finding an inlet or a path beyond a massive glacial ice wall. The U.S. Admiral Richard E. Byrd reports in 1954 on National TV 2 what his expedition had discovered in the South Pole. A land the size of the U.S. with vast natural resources of coal and uranium. Download the hard copy, you can see the links. Although he was full of plans for further expeditions, he died in 1957. And in 1959, the South Pole Treaty declared the Antarctic off limits. No fly and no entry zone till 2041. Circle or ball? Isaiah the prophet writes, "He that sits upon the circle of the earth." Isaiah 40:22. This scripture is used to support a globe or ball theory, as it says, circle, which is round. This is likely incorrect, as the Bible also uses the word ball. "I will toss you like a ball," it says in Isaiah 22:18. The Lord would have used the word ball to describe the earth if it was a global ball. But it says circle, and circles are typically flat. You must watch the site Convex Earth. Esteemed scientists and engineers undertake a 7-year research program to define the Earth's shape. It is a 1.5-hour documentary, www.convexearth.org. True science is based on facts, but modern science, since Copernicus, is based on hypotheses and theories. This is so-called false science that Paul warned us in 1 Timothy 6:20. Then we have airplanes making landings in Alaska. First we take the global map, direct flight Taiwan to LA, emergency landing in Alaska on the 13th of October 2015 because there was a burst. As you see, the flight from Taiwan to LA goes right over Hawaii. Why didn't they make a stopover in Hawaii, which was a lot closer than going all the way over to Alaska? Then we have the other flight, the Cathay Pacific, Hong Kong to LA, stopover in Alaska on July 2015. Then we have a Delta Tokyo to San Francisco, emergency stopover in Alaska on the 30th of October in 2013 with 167 passengers. Then there is an LA to Tokyo Delta flight, emergency landing in Alaska, March 2001 with 220 passengers. All these flights could have made it very easily a stopover in Hawaii, which was closer by and on the way to their destination. So what is wrong with the map, or what was wrong with the pilots? We don't know. Now let's take a look at the Flat Earth map. And on this map, Alaska stopovers make a lot more sense because they're right in the path from San Francisco and LA to Taiwan and Hong Kong. Alaska is right in the path on a Flat Earth map. In conclusion, whatever it may be, flat or round, it doesn't seem to matter to our salvation as life goes on. However, it is theories like these that undermine our faith in the absolute truth of the Bible. So we reason the Bible says this, while science says that, and the truth must be somewhere in the middle. Our faith in the absolute solid rock of God's word erodes. And we become like the foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and the floods came, and our faith fell. On sand, our faith house will crash in the coming flood of the Antichrist and the false prophet's lies. Only those will stand who are sure that the truth cannot lie, and know that God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. My teacher once said, I like to prove that God is right, and God is 100%. Thus, I have zero interest in conspiracy, just the truth. At johannpeters.in, you find 65 plus pamphlets like this, from creation, carbon dating, to the RFID and kingdom come. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here all downloads are free. No cookies, no info requests, so we can spread the news.